California growers are hearing this public service message loud and clear.
It may look peaceful, but there's a storm brewing. A deadly plant disease that can change our landscape forever. Spread by the Asian citrus psyllid Huanglongbing, or HLB, is a death sentence for citrus. The disease is already in our state. Now's the time to inspect your citrus trees and report suspicious symptoms. If HLB is not stopped, all citrus in California is at risk of disappearing. We must act now.
2,000 citrus trees in the state have already tested positive for HLB, commonly called the citrus greening disease. So far, it hasn't made its way into commercial orchards. Researchers at the University of California, Riverside, are working against the clock and are armed with a $5 million grant from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Botanist and project scientist Chandrika Ramadugu is all too familiar with the threat. 8 years ago, she helped identify microcitrus with resistance when the disease hit Florida. She collected 100 citrus varieties, took them to the Sunshine State, and determined which were partially resistant to HLB. They were a mix of the U.S. variety and ones from Australia.
So the goal is to have plants that have fruit that is similar to citrus, that is acceptable by the public, but also to have a part of the Australian citrus genome so that it will be resistant to the disease.
Why Australia? Michael Ruse is a geneticist at UCR.
So we found that the Australian relatives had the best resistance of the things that could be fairly easily crossed with citrus. It's still a little bit difficult, but it's doable.
The problem is this particular Australian citrus doesn't taste as good and is somewhat on the bitter side. Ruse says the challenge is getting resistance and taste.
The Australian species that we've been using are kind of more similar to lemons and limes than they are to other kinds of citrus. And so, you know, the early generation hybrids that we have now and that are part of this project is testing those in California, Florida, and Texas. They would be more useful in that kind of context. They would be substitutes for lemons and limes.
The project is a partnership with Texas A&M, the University of Florida, Washington State, and the Department of Agriculture. Ruse and others are crossing U.S. varieties of lemons and limes with Australian varieties and then breeding them again with local citrus. This all takes time, maybe 4 to 5 years. Eventually, researchers will get to oranges and grapefruit, which seem to be the most affected by HLB. Ramadugu says taste in the first generation of fruits will likely be different.
We do crosses hoping that we will get something that is like a grapefruit, that is like a tangelo, stuff like that.
The goal is with each new breed, the taste will become more and more acceptable. Researchers are growing the fruit under a variety of conditions in different states.
And another advantage of our project is that we may be able to identify target genes that other people can utilize to transform plants or do gene editing and such biotechnology methods.
Coming up with new citrus-resistant varieties is urgent because there's no effective commercial treatment for HLB. Scientists are also altering the soil to see if that could provide some immunity. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.